Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chavez, Mishnah Beis. Now, we have to know many kolalim to understand this Mishnah. Let's go through the taich of the Mishnah, and then we'll try to go back and explain it a little bit. Kyle, anything. Anything means any davar yavish. Davar yavish is something that's dry. Shabbat bechamen, that was cooked in hot water, me'erev Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos. Shoyminaisa, you can soak it, bechamen, in hot water, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. In other words, let's say you have a piece of chicken that was cooked on a pot, on the fire, was thoroughly cooked before Shabbos. Now, during Shabbos, you can take that piece of chicken and put it, let's say, into boiling water that's in a shisel, or in a pot that's on a table. Not on a fire, but a pot, let's say, that's on a table. And here we're being introduced to a major yesoid in Hilchas Bishul, that's Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, that there's no issue of cooking once something was cooked. If it was not cooked in hot water before Shabbos, you can wash it with hot water on Shabbos. You can pour hot water on it. Because pouring the hot water, that's not going to cook it. But you can't put it into hot water. You can't soak it in hot water. There are certain things that you can't even pour hot water on it. Chutz with exception, where can't you even pour the hot water? Except an old salted fish. This means a fish that was salted a year before. You know, when you salt fish, it can last a long time. Maliach means something that was salted. Melach is salt. Okay, so this is the first item on the list that you can't pour hot water on it. Fish that was salted a year before. Some say this means highly salted meat. Vayitra says in Mishnah, what else can you not pour hot water on it? In other words, not even is putting it in hot water, or even pouring hot water on it is aser. The dogim meluchim ketanim, small salted fish. Dogim is fish, meluchim salted, ketanim small. And vekulyas ha'ispanin. It's a kind of fish called a Spanish mackerel. It's actually a type of tuna, or something that looks like tuna. And its skin is very thin. And it's going to cook just by rinsing it with hot water. As the Mishnah explains, shahadi chasam, because they're rinsing in hot water, zui kemar melachtan. That completes their preparation. So whether it's because it has a very thin skin, whether because it was salted so much that all it needs is just this little bit of pouring in hot water for it to be completed, but in regard to these things, pouring out water is as if you're finishing the cooking of it, and that's why you can't do it. All right, so let's chazer over what we learned pashut pshat in the Mishnah, and then we'll try to explain this a little bit in depth. Anything that was put into hot water before Shabbos, in other words, it was cooked on the fire, when Shabbos comes, you can take it and put it into a plate of hot water, a pot of hot water, as long as you don't put it directly on the fire. Anything that was not in hot water before Shabbos, you can rinse it in hot water on Shabbos. You can't soak it in hot water on Shabbos. There are some exceptions where you can't even rinse it, like Maliach HaYashan, Dagam Meluchim Tanim, the Kol Yesu Espanin, where over here we say that they're rinsing Zayhu Gemar Melachtan. That's considered completing their preparation, and therefore it can't be done on Shabbos.